for NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Springfield Mayor Jim Langfelder is hoping to win another term in next week's city elections. He faces a challenge from former Alderman Frank Edwards. I talked with Langfelder about what he's done over the last 4 years. What's the biggest challenge facing Springfield?
Well, looking to the future, the biggest challenge will be CWLP. I've touted for a long time as the resource of the future will be water. And right now, we don't have a secondary source of water. We provide a secondary source of water for Chatham. We need to have that secondary source of water. So those are CWLP, without a doubt, is the key component as we move forward to the future.
Frank Edwards, he's been critical of your administration's approach to reducing crime. Mm-hmm. Have you done enough to address violence in the city?
I look at Springfield Policing, and they've done an outstanding job with regards to that. And that's under the leadership of Kenny Winslow. When I came in, we did public forums to ask the public what they'd like to see in the next police chief, as well as the police department. Well, that did two things. One, it reaffirmed Chief Winslow's status within the community, but also engaged the public within the government. Chief Winslow, he embraces community policing. Not all officers do, especially the more tenured ones. And we're moving that direction, especially with the younger officers coming in, because what it comes down to is how do you build relationships. And so with the violent crime, you can look at the reports. I think everybody can agree we're not more dangerous than Chicago. That's what a lot of the reports say, and that's absurd.
Your plan was for former Governor Bruce Rauner to help develop a Y block. That fell through, and now you've said you want a university presence there with potential money from a capital bill. Do you have a backup plan if that state money doesn't come through?
We want to be nimble with this whole block because it's rare you have this type of 2.25 acres available. My prediction is you're going to have a university presence on 4th and Capitol, and then also the open green space with fountains and so you can enjoy lighted fountains in the summertime and then ice skating in the winter. And that will be the push that we'll make.
You're tying this decision again to mm-hmm. others, in this case, lawmakers mm-hmm. or the university. Should the city be taking more of a lead to develop the block?
Well, we are taking lead with regards to trying to put the pieces in place. So, this development, if you want to do it right, like any other development, it costs money and a lot of money. And so that's what I look at is, can we put the pieces in place? Because the city's resource, we have TIF dollars that we could leverage, which we've cleaned up the block. We got it shovel ready. But now you have the capital bill coming up. And so we have, expressed interest with regards to the development there. But really, it's a private-public partnership. How do you make that happen? Because that's your greatest resources. And you want to make it significant where it's not an odd development. You want it to blend in with what's happened at the mansion, the $15 million. You want it to blend in with the Bicentennial Plaza, which we help fund through TIF. And now you have a connected corridor from Lincoln's home to the mansion. So the next piece of the puzzle is right there on the Y block. And, so we want to take our time to make sure it's the proper fit.
This next question comes from a group of high school students at Southeast High School. They participated in Illinois Public Media's Yes Civics Youth Engagement Summit. And they asked, what are you going to do to bring more businesses to the east side?
We're partnering with the developer of Poplar Place. Poplar Place is the most crime-ridden, or one of the top crime-ridden areas in Springfield. That's a old, dilapidated public housing entity. And so that will be a $20 million development. And how we did that, we took them to court. And so the resolution is doing this redevelopment, changing it from duplex to single family as much as possible. So with that $20 million development, the other key component is partnering with Bone Training Center. And Calvin Pitts trains individuals looking for employment. They will use local workers, local residents, do the work, and then they've actually helped them establish jobs or join a union based on that 18 months of work experience. The other item we're doing is we're extending the Madison Park Place TIF to envelop all of the 11th Street corridor and then South Grand, and that will allow opportunities as not only for the housing side of development, but also the business development along those main corridors.
Election day is April 2nd. You can find more of our coverage of the races at nprillinois.org.